Okay, today's daf is Shkalim, daf Chaf Aleph, and we're going to talk a little bit about Kavod HaMeis. Kavod HaMeis and actions that one is allowed or not allowed to do for Kavod HaMeis. So it comes up here in the Mishnah on daf Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph, where the Mishnah tells us what happens if one finds a kli in Yerushalayim and other places at different times of year, whether you have to assume that it's Tameh, or maybe you could assume that it is Tar, and therefore it's not Matameh what it touches. So the Mishnah tells us, Kol HaKelim, if you find a kli in Yerushalayim on the way down to the mikveh, in the mikvehs of old, there were two ways to get to the mikveh. One way to get in, steps going down, and one way to get out. So if you find a kli on the way down, then you have to assume it dropped on the way down. It was never toveled, and therefore it's tameh. V'derech aliyah tahorin, but if you find a derech aliyah, then it must have dropped after it was nitfal, and therefore it's tar. Shalok hiridasan aliyasan divrei Rebbe Meir. Meir says that it depends where it's found in Yerushalayim. Rebbe Yossi omer kulan tahorin. Rebbe Yossi says they are all tahor. Why? The Tiklin Chadatin says they were not gozer. Lo gozer al safek hakelim shebi Yerushalayim. They were not gozer on safek kelim in Yerushalayim. And therefore, whatever kli you find, you can assume it's tar. Except for chutz min asal, except for specific kelim that were used during burial. Min asal v'hamagrefa, ashavol v'hamaritza, hamiyuchadin l'kvaros. Right? So those are used dafka for burial, and therefore those would be excluded. So, machlokas tanoim, Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi. So first of all, who do we paskin like? Raman Paskins like Rebbe Yossi. The Raman Paskins that all Kalim and Shara Avos Atuma, Perak Yud Gimel Halacha Hey. The Raman there talks about all different types of Chumras Drabanan in the world of Tuma Vitara. The Raman says, Kol HaKalim on Himsam Yerushalayim Tahorim. They're all tar. Afilu nimsu derek yirid lebeis atfila. Even if they're found on the way down into the mikvah. What do you mean? If they're, shouldn't that be a problem? So, no, you're allowed to assume that maybe he went back to tovel something else and he already had tovel this one. Shelo gozru tuma ala kelim on himsam b'yushalayim. He wasn't gozer on tuma. The Rabbanim weren't gozer on tuma on kelim and yushalayim. Chutz ben asakinim l'shchitas kachim v'bnei chumras hakachim. If it's a knife that you can use for tishat l'karban, so then we're going to be extra machmir, and therefore we're going to have to assume that it needs tevila. But other than that, the Rambam says we're not gozer on Shar Kalim. Because the Mishnah points out that I passing like Rabbi Yossi, why doesn't he even quote the exceptions that Rabbi Yossi quotes in our Mishnah, where the kelim that are used for burial, says the Kesef Mishnah, via Dua. The halacha of Rabbi Yossi quotes the Gemara in Erevin Memvav. That's the Gemara that has all the rules about who we paskin like. V'lochashash Rabbeinu lahotzi min haklal kelim hamiyuchadim likvarus l'fi shedavar pashutu shem tameim. It's obvious that those are tamei, that those are not included in the lo gozru al kelim b'Yerushalayim. Those obviously are tamei; they're used for burial, and therefore the Rambam doesn't even have to say this. That's somewhat interesting, right? Oh, the Rambam shlechora. The Rambam often says things that are somewhat obvious, but if they're quoted in the Mishnah, right? If it's so obvious, why do Rabbi Yossi have to quote it? Right? Why do Rabbi Yossi have to quote it if it's so obvious? So if you look in the Tshuvas Emek Halacha, Chilik Aleph Simin Samach, who's one of the poskim from Europe, who came to Brooklyn. He was nifter in 1948. So he asked this question, if it was so pashut, then why did Rabbi Yossi have to exclude them? So he said, if you look in the Rambam, if you look in the Pirush Mishnayos, here on our Mishnah, the Rambam says, explaining, we'll get to the other part of this Rambam soon, but he says, by these kalim that are used for burial, machmas chomer tumasam harehem becheskas tuma. What is Becheskas Tumah? So says the Emek Halacha, maybe the Rambam is emphasizing that by these Kalim, it's not even Betoras Safik. It's Betoras Vadai. If you look towards the end of the Tshuva, he talks about this problem. He says, why doesn't the Rambam quote it if the Rabbi Yossi quotes it? So he says, V'achrei akdamazu divrei Rambam nechonim me'od. Debrishona, originally, these kelim were always used for burial. And therefore, with these kelim, where everybody always used these kelim for burial, then you can assume it's vadai tamei, and therefore, you know, it's something that needs to be mentioned because it was very commonly used, and you assume that it was Vaday Tamei. The Rishona Shaya Minakim Lukuli Alma. V'yem Kein Memela Yesh Lekelim Elu Chozek Tuma Kivan Deshchiach Ma'od Leish Tamish Bekelim Elu Basal Magreifa. V'yal Kein Kamer Rabbi Yosi De Tamei Napi Yerushalayim Mishum De Lechozek Tum Asan Deshchicha Tuva Ein Tum Asan Begeder Safik. Aval, acharkach, after this time, to just batal aminog, brach yechidim krabit sadok avdiach, quote other sources, that not everybody buried with these kalim, only rib sadok v'chulu, v'yim kein, afayim mishtamshim v'kelim elo lulakit at samos shal yechidim, shetzivu al zeh b'shas misasan, avim mikal makom lo shchicha tuva shishtamshim v'kelim elo. It's not as common to use these kalim for the burial. V'yim kein, ein le kelim elo chozek tuma, v'shapra taharim heim, delo adifi mi nimsu derech yirid. Derech Yerida is also probable that it's Tameh, but we still say it's Tahar. So too, once these kelim stop being used by everyone for Tumah, so we're able to say that they at least have a tzad tzel suffik, and therefore they're not going to be Metameh. V'yalkein Shapar, l'katzav HaRambam, chutz manasal, v'yishim shebe'emez, gam kelim elu Taharin, the opposite of the Kesa Mishnah. The Kesa Mishnah says it's so obvious, they're Tameh, the Rambam doesn't have to mention it. The Chuvas, emech halacha, say no. The Rambam doesn't mention it because they would be tahor today because it's not a vadai that they are used for burial, and therefore they fall into the regular category of other kalim that are, they're more gozer on kalim in Yerushalayim. Okay, that's in terms of the Rambam's psak. But one of the kalim mentioned is a meritza. A meritza is one of the kalim that is mentioned as one of these burial kalim that they used to use and is assumed Tamei in the Mishnah. What is a meritza? So if you look in the Rambam says, meratzeitz shebo meratzitzin ha'atzamos. It's a crusher. It's a kli that's used to crush bones. Kedei lahachnisam besal, in order to put them into a basket. Ulahaaviram imakom lamakom, in order to transport them. Because it was harder to transport a whole body, so they used to use this meratzeitz to crush the bones in order to be able to transfer it. V'shem zeh lakuach, and the shame is taken from imashal lakuach v'taret es gul galto. Right, it's taken from shoftim where the skull was crushed. Remember, I think this was by Avimelech, and the woman threw the thing off of the roof. Machmas chomer tumas amari becheskas tuma v'chulu. That's the Rambam explanation of a meritza. If you look in the Rav Bar Tanura also quotes this pshat. Doesn't quote the Rambam, but as often the Bar Tanura quotes one of the pshatim without mentioning which it is. He just quotes this klisha rotsa zibum mishaber bo atzamos ameis kasherotsa machrisa basal lo licham mimakom lamakom. If you look in the Tiferes Yisrael is in shock. What kind of kli is this? What kind of bizayon hames is this? You take a smasher and you smash the bones? He quotes the Bar Tanura and he says, "V'lo yadana minalesh imutal levazos atzmos aviv imo alkach." How is it possible that you're allowed to do this? You're allowed to use a smasher to smash the bones? Very Tanya ba'alva rabasi. He says, "Look at alva rabasi. Ein mefarkin es atzmos. You're not allowed to dislocate any bones. Ve mafsikin agidin. You're not allowed to cut any sinews of a mace." And that's quoted in Yeridaya. If you look at the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Simin Tav Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says, let me just find the Simin. The Shulchan Aruch says here in Simin Tav Gimel, the last Simin in all of Yeridaya, Sif Vav, Emafakanat Sabos Lomafsikas Agidin. Right, he quotes this idea that you're not allowed to dislocate, surely not allowed to smash. Continues the Tiferet Yisrael. Ubi Yerushalmi Amrinan Shehutas Barzel. Yerushalmi give different shot to what the meritza is. Tas Barzel Shemeritz Ba Avanim LeBezakvara. Some type of copper tray that they used to use in the process of getting the stones ready for the burial. Ratzalomar Lafini is Daidi Shemevi Ba Avanim LeKvaras. Oh Ratzalomar Shemeshaber Ba Avanim Atzvichim LeKvaras. You want to say it's a smasher? Okay, it's a smasher they used to smash stones to use for burial. For rogil shenogia ba'batzamos, and therefore it's a rogil to touch the bones in that way because you use it to get the stones ready for the burial. But pashas the Rambam, the Bar Tanura, it's very difficult. How can you use this? So says what's the pashas? It must be that litzorich transporting it's not called Bizayin. If this is what you need to do, and there's a real need to transport, the Radvaz uses this Rambam in a tshuva to allow, so to speak, mistreating. If you look in Chelek Aleph, Simon, Chelek Beis, Chelek Beis, Simon, Tuf Reish Yud Aleph, the Radvaz has a short tshuva where he discusses, Sha'alti Mimeni Yedid Nafshi, Al Elu HaMolichim Atzamos HaMeisim La'Eretz Yisrael. Radvaz, remember, he was in the expulsion, right? He was a little boy, just like Rabbi Yosef Cairo in 1492. Rabbi Yosef Cairo ended up in Sfat, and the Radvaz ended up in Egypt. So, and then he was the Posek Ador in Egypt. Says the Radvaz, you ask, Ela Malichin at Samos Amesim L'Eretz Yisrael, those that take the bones to Eretz Yisrael, V'noagim by Aminag Bizayon, Ad Shekoflim Es Komasam, V'lefamim Misparkim Ha'Evarim, U'mishtabrim At Samos, when they used to take the bones to Eretz Yisrael, sometimes they had to bend the aron, the mace, and sometimes the bones, the avarim used to come out. Is that a bizayon? Says the Radvaz. Hadavar barer shekol luhud toelas hamace ein bo mishum bizayon. Anything that is toelas hamace, there's no bizayon. Ki zehu kvodo. This is kvodo to transport into wherever you're going. Vaharaya midestan b'masech shkalim. What's his raya from all over Shas? What's his raya? The Mishnah in Shkalim and the Rambam and the Bar Tanur's Pshat of that what Maritza is. Unbelievable. Hareata roeh shayim atirin l'ratzit asamos l'olichim l'makom l'makom. You see, they allowed this. The stama demilsa lo hayu osin kein el lechvado shomeis lekovro eitzel b'nei mishpachto. Must be this was the only way to transport in order to bring it to the b'nei mishpacha. V'kol shkein sheyimotel asos kein telekovro be'eretz Yisrael. It must have been common to bring just to Kever Avos and surely to Eretz Yisrael. Od yesh lomod me'osa mishnah. And then he even adds also to learn from the Mishnah. Shafilu sheyu hatzamos bishal mesim harbe mu'uravim yachad. Even if you have mesim all together, bones together, ink peda, kivin shadava lachvodam, mi maharino, mi mashay misaknin kli ligrof osam, a shovel, im hayu mifuzarim, va'atzos meis echa lo hayu mifuzarim, ashi yistachu magreva lachabitz osam. If you're using a magreva to gather scattered, lachor, one mace is not going to be scattered, it must be a different mace. Klala demilsa, kaldavashu lato elas hamace, v'lachvodo mutter, v'lo yeh gadol mi sefer Torah. A person shouldn't be even any more chomer than a sefer Torah, and we know the sefer Torah also. As the Gemara says, you can put a sefer Torah on a chamor to carry it in order to bring it, right? Even though we know that when somebody is taken to on a plane, where do they go? They go in cabbage, in baggage, right? It's somewhat shocking. I remember once seeing it and just thinking that, you know, you see a crane lift up the aron and take it as if it's a suitcase, as if it's a baggage. But again, that's kavod ames. That's what we have to do in order to bring it, and therefore it would be allowed. That's the Radvaz, so to speak, mistreating a mace if it is all the toelas la kavod ames. So this is this came up in that tshuva, Emek Halacha. I just mentioned this was the same Shaila that was asked, but he has a much limitation on the Heter. Right? The Shaila was somebody wanted to do Pini Atzamos for his father to bring him to Eretz Yisrael. V'lasher hu torach gadol v'hotsa'a meruba lo'licham ba'aron. It's a big tircha and very expensive to take him in the regular aron. He asked if he could be mefarik ha'ivarim l'kaplon l'tzovran b'teva k'tana lo'licham kach. For hotsa'a meruba and torach gadol, is he allowed to crush and separate and put it into a much smaller container? And the Emek Bracha is very against. That's what you're allowed to do for tircha. For Hotsa Maruba Fatircha, that's not for the covered mace, that's covered you. Im Yiftachu, and then he has another limit. First, check the mace. How long has this mace been dead? Im Yiftachu, Kivro, Vim Susha, Mace Shalem, Tahino Shalon, Isachala Basar Adayin, if the body is still intact, Ludaiti Adavar Pashadu Barur, Shu Isser Gamur, Lachatech Lofarek Haivar. And then for sure, it's a problem that's Nivul Gamur. The Avsha Osenzel, Etzarcho, Gdela Kavar Beret Yisrael, and even if you're taking it to Beret Eret Yisrael, Milvada Kanlo Avizet Sarcha Mace, first of all, this is only because you want it to be easier and less expensive. Ikra Nivul Ubishol Mamon, Im Kain, that's worse. Rock, even if you want to say this is the only way to take up the Eretz Yisrael, better to stay in Chutz La'aretz and not to me benavel him. Aye, what it says that you can, these other sources, he says he doesn't think that's as much of a nivel if it already started. If it already started to be misachel, or already was totally misachel, that's when it would be allowed. Even if it started, if Shildo Kayem as an Ivarma Mukhubaram Zamza, he still would not allow it. He thinks that the only allowance is if it already started. Amy Shamraya Klau from the Mishnah Shkalim. The Mishnah Shkalim, I read the Kvarnis Parko Atzamos May Atzman, Venipsiko Agida May Atzman, Lachin Mudra Acharkach, Lekatzam Ktishi Kansu Basal. The Agida Lavreo, Magrefa. Magrefa is Atzamoshenis Pazru. The Kivichakin Mudra Acharkach, Lashamish Ben Maritza. Avakosha Shildo Kayemis, if the skeleton is still whole, the Ahivar Mechubarim, Adain Zebaze, Vade Asalafarkam. He thinks that that is Asr. And that is Barra or Pashut in his mind. Okay, but there are a couple of other examples, again, where some is mutter and some are not mutter. There was a story that's quoted in the Poskim that a man was buried, and the next day there was someone who came and said, you know what, the man came to me who was buried. The man who was buried was came to me in a dream and said that he's buried backwards. And therefore, he's not facing the same way as all the other Mesim, and therefore you have to unbury him and bury him the right way. This was the Shiloh that was brought to the Rabbanim of Hungary, and the three Rabbanim, Rav Yisheo Zilberstein, Rav Shlomo Tzvi Strausser from Debitzin, and the Marshag. And the first two Rabbanim said, okay, right, this is all about Kavod HaMeis, therefore you could open the Kever, and then we choshev nivel HaMeis. But the Marshag asserted. The Marshag asserted to open it for two reasons. It says, number one, even if he's buried in the opposite direction, it's also bizayin ames to open the kever. And there is not, it's a chisarni kavad ames. So therefore, I'd rather violate leaving him there than to open the kever, which is a bizayin. And number two, maybe this guy made up the whole story because he doesn't like the guy. Sheyesh lachush, she'oso, she'sipra, al-chalom, alo chalom kein be'emes. Ve'ronem al-lomar she'chalom kein. So anyway, Lamaisa, they did like the Marshag, they did open the Kever, and days or whatever time later, they realized and they found out that it was really the Marshag was right. The guy made it all up, and he was buried fine, and because Sina Yishana, Shahaisalo, Mishpachas Haniftar, Himsiyata Chalom Kadela Navlo. Unbelievable, the Marshag is the one that thinks of that, and therefore, he was right. But in general, there are other aspects that are allowed to cover the mace. The Shulchan Aruch quotes about halanas ames, right? Delaying burial in order for kavod. What's kavod for relatives to come? You know, that is also considered kavod ames. If you look in Yerodea, in Shin Nun Zayin, earlier in Hilchos Avelus, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Asher lahalan ames, ela im kein halinu lechvoda." Only if it was delay lechvoda, o lahavilot aron v'tachrichin, you want to bring a proper aron or coffin, o mekononos, or you want to bring proper eulogizers, o kadesha yavo'u hakrovim, o lahashmiya ayaros. If you want krovim to come, so that's beferish in the Shulchan Aruch to be able to delay. But again, otherwise it's usher. Any type of delay is usher. The Pisgei Teshuva quotes Achronim. How much money do you have to spend bribing governmental officials to get the body in order to bury it as soon as you can? Right. That's the question. It gets into the Isra Bal Talin. Is Bal Talin only overnight or is it the next day? But that's a big discussion here in the Pisgei Teshuva. Quotes from the Teshuvas Chavos Yoyer. The Bedvar Yehudi Ganav Shenitfas Vinitle Vasar Mevakeish Sach Atzum Lahanichol Lekvar Bekever Yisrael. And the Chavos Yor says, the Isra Bal Talin is only if you yourself have the mace and you're able to bury and you don't. The Lav Dolo Talin ain't no rock al Misha Mutal Olav Akavra, Velo al Achirim. Vein Ze Shemuta Olav Chayel of Azbeis, Kol Mamona, Lefay Yisasar, Kedisha Lo Yavar, Olav Ze, Meacha Dolo Olav Alos Hasei Befoal. Lo Havi Rakimitz, as I say, Velo Domit Alos Hasei Befoal, Shemuchid Lav Azbeis, Kol Mamona. And therefore, in this case, you wouldn't have to be Mevazbeis all of your money in that regard. The Radvaz has another tshuva. The Radvaz in Chelek Dalid Simin Kuv Zayin has a unusual tshuva as follows. Someone dies on Yantif. What happens? Meis b'Yantif Rishon shall Pesach shachal b'chamishi b'Shabbos. Firstly, if Pesach is Thursday, somebody dies on Thursday, and Imtino had a lot of sheni in order to bury with Jews, right? Because that's the base of the Meikar, I didn't have the Gemara. V'olichal b'etzakvaris, they could bring him to the cemetery, they're about to bury, and all of a sudden, the father, it's Thursday night, and the father says, you know what? There's a special skula of being buried right before Shabbos at the Chatzos. So let's wait so there won't be any Gilgal. V'tziva aviv is b'sharsav shalo yik baruhu ela adimdume chama hachnasa Shabbos, k'dei lahatzilo midin chibut hakever. The Kivan Sharach Avirim, the Chaver Kadisha was there, like, what are you talking about? We're buried. They're like, he's like, the father says, no, you're not. So what do? They leave. Okay, you don't want us to? So they left. V'nishar hames mutal ad shahalach lamachar aviv yom tevsheni v'kavru samach l'mamish l'shkiyas hachama v'chazru lir b'lal Shabbos. The father buried right before Shabbos. At tzorach ladas, the Radvaz now says, there are six questions that the person asked. Number one, is that called kavan hames? To bury close to Shabbos, and for that there won't be chibot hakever? Number two, im ho'elat zilo midichim hakever, does that help? We know how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. Does it help? Number three, are you allowed to go chutz l'tchum, even though you're not going to even bury? Number four, was the Chaver Kadisha allowed to leave? Were they allowed to leave? Were they allowed to go out to the tchum? Did they deal ver b'shogig? Right? Od haya b'maisa. And then there's another story, he quotes, about burying somebody with their tefillin. Either way, this is the Shaila of the Radvaz. And he goes through the whole tshuva and says, obviously, as we would have guessed, the father acted incorrectly. Incorrectly. First, he talks about the whole idea of not burying on time. And he quotes that shouldn't be done. But he quotes after all this background. He says, "But obviously, covered a mace's mother." He says, "Benidon di done pshitali kiman shelo hoel atzilo mechibra kever kamosha anesilavar." It doesn't help for mechibra kever unless a person dies right before Shabbos and he bury him quickly right beforehand. But here, the person died on Thursday, so who says that there's no chibur kever? And number two, he says, what, you're trying to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If Hashem wanted it to be saved from Chibur Kever, he would have made him die right before Shabbos. Here they died on Thursday. We're trying to outsmart HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punish him on Sunday too. So he says, Mi hu zeh ve'ezehu asher mala'o libo levatok zeres kono v'dino v'may ha'chavik zizbaruch latzilo midi Chibur Kever hayam ha'miso erev Shabbos mamish v'kiv shimiso b'chamishi mashma shachavis laduno v'zeh meschakim alav yizbaruch rachman alitzlan me'ahidaita v'chulu. And therefore he says, Eino nitzal mishamei samach l'sham. The Chlod, he continues and says, this was wrong. One final question, that same Pesachei Tshuva discusses, what if a person is unidentified, you're not sure who it is? Are you allowed to delay burying so his wife could come and identify him so that she won't be an aguna, and therefore she won't, the children should be able to sit Shiva and say Kaddish? So he assumes that you can. He refers to what he writes in Shin Samah Gimel. Shin Samah Gimel is where, are you allowed to unbury in order to save a woman from Igun? Right? Is that called... is that called tzarech that you would be able to do that? Either way, these are some of the discussions of Kavan Ames, but it starts with the Maritza here in our Mishnah.